goodbye to everyone. So, Ray, over to you.
Enjoy your Sunday. Enjoy your sport.
That sounds good. We might run with that. Have a good day, everyone.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews, and tab markets.
Good morning, Simon Harrison with you at 10 o'clock. In just a moment, we'll take a look at Murrumbidgee Cup Day at Wagga Wagga. John Scores with the preview there. There's a 7-race program racing in the Riverina this afternoon. Their first is due at 1:15. Now, as Jimmy mentioned, we'll have Chasing and Pacing Rewind from 10:30. Fred Hastings will join me, as will Stuart Turner. And then from 11 o'clock, we'll get into the rest of the day's previews. It's an early start for Hobart this afternoon. In fact, they kick off this morning. Their first due at 20 past 11. Peter Staples along for a couple of best bets. Hobart just after 11 o'clock. Mick Wallace will provide the preview for Dubbo. Dean Lester will find us a winner or two at Pakenham. West Wyalong harness racing this afternoon. Courtney Rees there from Harness Racing New South Wales just before midday. And we'll get Peter Ellis to find us the winners at Port Augusta. In just a moment, we'll take a look at Wagga.
Sky Sports Radio has the perfect recap of your weekend's racing.
Monday morning at 9, Punters Postmortem will wrap up Sydney Cup Day, along with all the autumn carnival racing at Randwick and Rosehill.
Well, every horse has got a target in the spring and an autumn, you know, if they're good enough. So
yeah, it's all about placement and putting your horses in the right time.
Hear racing analysis from Ron Duffercy and Dean Lester, and you can talk to the boys on 13 53 53.
Punters Postmortem,
Monday morning at 9, Sky Sports Radio, 10:17 a.m.
Are you ready for the 2017 Darley Scone Cup Carnival?
Friday, May 12, features the Cup, the English 2-year-old Challenge and the Noel Leckie Country Cup.
Saturday the 13th is highlighted by the English 3-year-old Guinea, Emirates Park Dark Jewel Classic and 4 listed races, plus fashion and fun galore.
Book your hospitality package or race day tickets now at sconeraceclub.com.au and be trackside for City Class Racing Country Style. May 12 and 13.
Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
Everything you need for a winning day.
Before John Scores takes a look at the card at Wagga Wagga, let's head to the track manager, Scott Sandbrook. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Simon. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How do things shape up for your meeting this afternoon?
Yeah, it's looking terrific for this afternoon's racing. We had a little bit of rain about yesterday morning. We had 5 mils of rain. But it dried up yesterday afternoon. It's an absolutely beautiful day today.
So you've got a track in the good range, a good four?
Yeah, it's a good four. As I said, just the 5 mils of rain. We haven't had much irrigation on it last week. This little bit of rainfall we've had in the last 24 hours just topped it off perfectly. Great grass cover, which is also an advantage, and the rail's at 4 metres from the 1400, the winning post, and through the remainder.
So you've just brought it back a couple of metres from your last meeting.
Yes, it's just come in a little bit from the last meeting. We've got a big cup carnival on the 4th and 5th of May, so the inside four will be protected for it, and it should be absolutely spot on for cup carnival time.
Looking forward to it. Thanks very much for the update, Scott, and good luck with the meeting this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks for that, Simon.
Scott Sandbrook there. So the first of a 7-race program from Wagga will get underway at 1:15. It's for Zarizit Coringle Stud. It's for 2-year-olds over 1,200 metres. And in just a moment, John Scores will find us the winners. I think we've got Johnny now. John, good morning.
Good morning, Simon. Good morning, everyone. Wagga Gold Cup Day. Oh, not Wagga Gold Cup Day. The start of all the preludes are on today, though, Simon. And it used to always be a 3-day carnival, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and this was always the first day, but now on a Sunday. But gee, some good racing, Simon. 7 races and the carnival just around the corner. See some good fields today, though, mate.
Righto, let's take a look at race one, John. Now, this one for 2-year-olds over 1,200 metres. We're down to a field of 6 with the scratching of number 5, Portier. With the tab fixed odds, the favourites won Tyres Are Crucial, which has been backed to $2.30 into $2. Two up Trumps, 250 to 280. Three Denman Beaver, 5 to 550. Four Cosmos Star, $26. Six Sirius Charge, 12. And seven Sweet Talking Willie at $21. So the favourite and the one that's been specced, Tyres Are Crucial.
Yeah, gee, it's a good race, this 2-year-old. Six in it, and they're four genuine chances here. Look, I made it 2-1-3-6. I went with Up Trump, Simon. I liked his form last preparation. He was beaten an open maiden on his home track by Barefoot Babe. And then his run resuming was really good, I thought, at Orange. He just ran out of gas in that silver apple up there the last little bit. He wasn't beaten fast. Look, in a race with a couple of chances, I'm happy enough to go with him in gate two. Obviously, tyres are crucial. He was terrific on debut. They found him there in the betting. And, look, he sat off the track and he just waltzed away and won easily. So up to 1,200, I doubt, will worry him one little bit. He's certainly going to be there. But I wouldn't take this too lightly, Denman Diva. I thought her run when she ran second to tyres are crucial was good. She got held up there back in the field. And, look, just couldn't dash when she got out with the 58. So up to 1,200 again will suit her. And, look, I wouldn't take Serious Charge too lightly. It's racing like the 1,200 will certainly suit it. Comes out of that same race behind those. It gets the blinkers on today, and I'm sure it'll be improving with the racing. So I made it 2-1-3-6 in the first, Simon, but a really good race.
2-1-3-6 there, race one. Race number two is the John Clark Maiden over 1,200 metres. And the scratchings here, John, 6 Imitation Game, 10 Miss Demi Monde, 12 Tirazi, 14 Texas Dancer, and 16 Scent of a Woman. Now, at the fixed odds here, one Bordeaux Bandit has been 9-9.50. 2 I'm Herzen Kolsch, 150-1. 3 Marco Man, the favourite, 225-230. 4 Strategic Lad has been 21-26. 5 Dawn Raid, 5-7. 7 Sly Grin, 11-10. 8 Cohen DeLille has been 101-151. 9 Edge of Manhattan, $12. 11 Paris Carver, 440-480. 13 Goldmine, 10-7.50. 15 Graduate has been 51-71. 17 She Won't Leave, 61-81. And 18 Go Ban Go, $151. Marco Ban, the $2.30 favourite. But money for Gold Mine, which is now $7.50.
Simon, I think he's the best bet of the day, Marco Man here. 3-9-11-1 for me. Look, I really liked his trial. He was in at that Gundagai showcase meeting a few weeks ago, and it was a late scratching from the continual rain. But look, his overall form's okay. He's now with Tim Donnelly, but that trial was really good. So I'm going to go with him. I don't think there's a lot of depth in the race, so I thought he looked the best bet of the day for mine. Look, Edge of Manhattan, she's been terrific last preparation, placed in 5 of her 11 runs. Simon, she's been placed first up, she's got a good record on the track. Bit of an average gate for her, but I thought she'd probably race well here first up. Have to have the 11 in here, Paris Carver, run a PB last time at Narromine. Showed a lot of speed there, and again, well drawn. It'll be right there all the way, and Bordeaux being at best the rest. But I think he's a good thing, Marco Man. 3 a special, 9-11-1, Simon.
3 a special from 9-11-1, race 2. Race 3 is the Brothers Boar Class 1 Maiden. It's over 1,800 metres. And there's one scratching, number 12 is out, Seething Drake. With this market, John, one all day, every day has been $5.50 to $6. 2 Emerald Ice, $7.50 to $7. 3 Haji, 14 into 11. 4 Sinister Sums, $21. 5 Bromax, 7 to 8. 6 I've got this, $3.60 to $3.80, favourite. 7 Zardalu has been $11 to $12. 8 First Rose, $8 to $8.50. 9 Carrera Miss, $12 to $13. 10 Manuelito, $51 into $41. 11 Mateship, $23 into $21. 13 Peltier, $34. 14 Lavatier's Rush, $31 to $34. And 15 Tubbs Gift, $21. So number 6 I've got this for Matt Dale is the $3.80 favourite. But longer odds, there has been support for 3 Haji. Opened $81 this morning and is now into 11.
Yeah, Simon, I thought it was a pretty even race, this one. I made it 2-8-6-1. I've got to go with Emerald Ice. And I've got a very, very average record, 1 win for 35. But at last, I'm with a cracker here beyond Yankee Foxtrot. And it jumped up from the run at Albury before. That was quite strong. Since I've got it up out of a bit of a trip, it's really seemed to fire. So I don't know if the inside gate will help with any. It'll probably race back. But she's going off those last two runs. I think he's pretty close to the mark. So at the value, I'm going to go with him. Look, I have to have a first rose in. She's really hit a strap this prep. The last three runs have all been good. And look, 2 at 1,400. And she won really well here at the mile last time. And look, 3 weeks into this up to 800 metres, I think she's going to be there late in the piece. She hasn't had much luck recently. I've got this for Matty Dale. Things have gone against him his last couple of runs. He got back a mile and pushed wide his last couple of, or his last two efforts at the Wagga at the mile. So he's due to have a little bit go his way. Look, certainly going to be hard to beat if he gets a few favours. And all day, every day, despite the wide gate, he'll push forward, make his own luck. And his last couple have both been very, very good. So I don't mind the race, but a bit of value about Emerald Eyes. 2861 for me, Simon.
2861 there in the third, John. We'll take a break at 10 past 10 and then take a look at this afternoon's quaddie.
As we approach the anniversary of the landing at Gallipoli, Sky Sports Radio is proud to honour the memory of those who served our country with this Anzac story.
One of the mainsprings of an army is its esprit de corps, the spirit which gives a soldier purpose and the endurance to carry on when others might give up. In the prolonged and bitter struggles of World Wars 1 and 2, the soldiers of the 1st and 2nd Australian Imperial Forces had this esprit de corps, and its focal point was a humble badge. The so-called Rising Sun badge, worn on the upturned brim of a slouch hat, typified the spirit of Anzac, the camaraderie of Australian soldiers to fight for the Crown and the British Empire. The original design, which was created and produced in haste in 1902, was modified in 1904. This badge carried a scroll inscribed Australian Commonwealth Military Forces, and it was worn throughout both World Wars. In 1949, when corps and regimental badges were reintroduced into the army, the inscription on the scroll was changed to read Australian Military Forces. In 1991, a new design was produced, which is now on issue. The inscription on the scroll now reads, the Australian Army. The Rising Sun badge was originally entitled the General Service Badge, but it is now officially called the Australian Army Badge. It will, however, always be referred to as the Rising Sun.
Keep listening to Sky Sports Radio for more Anzac stories. If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $100,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick on Anzac Day. And now you can prepare for the punt, watch racing live, and relive the action with the Tab app. You can even watch races while you scroll our great odds and bet. So what are you waiting for? Download the Tab app or visit tab.com.au. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Set up your punting day with Racing HQ on Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ brings you the latest in racing news, interviews with trainers and jockeys, and tips from the experts like Lizzie Dell.
I have Calander on top. I just thought he's a lovely, promising gelding.
Every morning at 10, there's a comprehensive 30-minute preview of the New South Wales Major Meeting, plus daily selections for harness and greyhound meetings. Racing HQ, 7 mornings a week on Sky Sports Radio, 10:17 a.m.
Sky Sports Radio, with the latest winning info right now on Racing HQ.
We are taking a look at this 7-race card for Wagga Wagga, and we're down to the first leg of the quaddie. John, this is race 4. It's the Audi Centre in Wagga, Guinea's Prelude for the 3-year-olds over 1,400. Now, the scratchings here are 5 Cattle Dog Cod, as well as 11 Strata Rosa. So 5 and 11 come out, leaving us with a field of 9. With the market, 1 Little Ali has been $3.90 to $4. 2 Cliff, $4 to $4.40. 3 Gasworks, $3.20 in favourite. 4 Griddlebone, $8 to $7.50, back to 8. 6 It's a Fait Accompli, $12 to $13. 7 Inch Perfect, $10. 8 Naylor's Girl has been backed, $11 into $6.50. 9 Danager, $41. 10 Captain Charlie, $61 into $51. So Gasworks the favourite at $3.20, but support for Naylor's Girl, who's been $11 into $6.50.
Yes, Simon, there's a good build this. I made it 4-1-3-2. I've always been in his corner, Griddlebone, and I'm sure he's just going to continue to improve. A lovely style of horse. And look, I think he'll have him ready to go 1,400 first up. He's raced well on the track in the park. He probably should be unbeaten on the track. The day he was beaten, he was a good thing beaten here. And in easier grade, it's got to be said. But look, I'm happy enough to go with him at around $8. I think he'll run really well. Look, obviously, Little Ali's been terrific his last couple of runs. He got all the favours last time, though, when he beat Septima, which come out and won again since as well. So there's strong form around him, but he's up to 60.5 now. So he's going to want the things to go his way again, but he's in great form. This preparation, 2 wins, a second and a third. So he's really got him firing. They've really got him firing, Ronnie West and John News, but he's second pick for mine here. A three gas works was terrific when it stepped up to the 400 last time at Gundagai. It was just mowed down by my end. It did a fair bit of work in the run as well, so that was off a three-week break. I think he'll be a bit fitter today, and he'll roll forward again here. And Two Clip gets here after two runs this preparation, and look, he's well-suited in a race like this as well. I'll be shocked if the winner comes outside those, Simon, but look, a really interesting race to Guinea's Prelude. 4-1-3-2 for me, mate.
So 4-1-3-2 there in the Guineas Prelude over to race 5. This one's for the, this is the Murrumbidgee Cup. It's for Magic Albert. It's over 1,800 metres. And the scratchings in this race, John, 9 with Authority and 13 Circle Game has come out. So the Emergency gets the run, now Dynamic Concept. With the tab fixed odds, 1 Lord Taro has been 440 to 480 and equal favourite. 2 Overdue, 5 out to 650. 3 American Time, $19. 4 Direct Strategy, 6-7. 5 Not Too Sure, 21-26. 6 Gentleman Max has been backed. Opened $61 this morning to get into 41, now 23. So money at longer odds, Gentleman Max. 7 Durham Park, 480 to 5, back to 480, and equal favourites with Lord Taro. 8 Midnight Obsession, $10 to $12. 10 Melbourne Stars, been 11-12. 11 Roses Song, 12-14. 12 Better Than You Think, 9.50-10. 14 Hasten, $21. 15 Sir Otavio, 26 out to 34. 16 Mr. Somerville, 81. And 17 Dynamic Concept, $41. So Lord Taro and Durham Park, both on $4.80. But as mentioned, there has been specking at longer odds for Gentleman Max.
Yeah, Simon, a really good field, the Murrumbidgee Cup. I made it 2, 7, 1, and 8. I'm going to stay with him overdue, although he missed that run at Gundagai when the cup was called off there a few weeks ago. His form leading into it's been first class. He's running the Albury Cup with a ripper from back, and look, a good win over the mile, the run before that. So he's really hit his straps. But that 30-day break's always a bit of an issue when he's up in the weight, but I can't knock the way he's going. So I'll go with overdue on top here. Look, 7 Durham Park, this appeals to me today. It was the mile up to the 2,000 last time and did a bit of work in the run. I thought it was pretty strong there behind Better Than You Think, and I think the inside gate gets it a few favours today. So I'd look out for it coming back the weight in 100 metres, and it's going to be right there. Have to have Lotaro in there. The 61 probably won't worry him. He's a big beast of an animal, and he was terrific in that to get into the championship there, and just probably unsuited behind freestanding in the championship. But he's probably looking for that this trip last start. But look, he's right on track for it now, third up to the 1,800 metres. And 8, I threw into the tip the Midnight Obsession. Didn't really fire first up on that heavy, but she was really good last preparation, so I thought she was open to improvement. But a couple of chances outside those, Simon. There's plenty of depth in it. I made it 2, 7, 1, 8 in the Murrumbidgee Cup, mate.
2, 7, 1, and 8 in the Murrumbidgee Cup there, race 5. Race 6, John, is the Town Plate Prelude, and it's in honour of Bede Murray here. 1,200 metres the distance. The scratchings, there's just the one. 11, Lemia Stray comes out. So the Emergency, the Walrus, will get the run here. And with the tab fixed odds on the Town Plate Prelude, John, 1 got the Goss, 17-19. 2 Gold Horizon, 34. 3 Ultimate Chance, 15-17. 4 Flash Vivian, 5.50. 5 Lord Bon Costa, 4.60 to $5. Favourite. 6 Miss Liffey, 10-11. 7 Smackata, 16-15. 8 Vinnie Vega, 12-13. Money for 9 Lucura, open 13, now $8.50. 10 Man Apiece, 8.50 to 9. 12 Rock on Zariz, 5.50 to 6. 13 Dalrada, 34. 14 Leo Leo, 17. 15 Zarig, 51. 16 Little Capri, 23 to 26. And 17 The Walrus is 100 to 1. So the favourite, the easing favourite, Lord Von Costa. You can get $5 with the tab fixed. The support at longer odds has been for Lacura.
Yes, Simon, I'm going to give him another chance here, Lord Von Costa. 5, 12, 8 and 10. He just didn't fire at all at Albury at the carnival there. He got a slow start and it seemed to put him on the back foot. He never got into the race, but we know he's a much better horse than that. Look, back on top of the ground, he went back to the trials and he trialled really well. And look, he's been good here. His overall form is first class. So from the good gate, I'm going to go with him and give him another hope. I just know he's a better horse than what he showed us down at Albury on that heavy. gee, I think Rock on Zariz looks really well suited here. She seems to have come back well. We went around in that provincial heat and that heavy. You can forgive that run. It got into trouble and just couldn't get into the race. But she was back to somewhere near a top last time at Canberra. She got back and she chased home really hard in fast time too last time behind Man of Peace. So just the way this race looks with a fair bit of speed, look for her late in the piece. She's a pretty talented mare when she's right. And I've got a second pick. I've got Vinnie Vega in for third despite the wide gate. He's just been super consistent, this horse. He's always around the mark. And he gets into a race like this okay. So I don't know where he's going to get to in the run, but if he has any type of luck, he could be right in there. And I threw Man of Peace in. He was really good last time at Canberra. And again, on his home track, seems to have him right back on track, Davey Haywood. So he'd be right there all the way also. But, mate, a terrific field in the Town Plate Prelude. 5, 12, 8 and 10, mate.
5, 12, 8 and 10 in race 6. And race 7, the last, John, is for Dewporth. It's the Queen of the South Prelude for the fillies and mares over 1,300 metres. A benchmark 60 handicap. Scratchings are 2, Ad Chan and 10, Elowera. So we have a field of 11. And with the tab fixed, 1, Daisy Dutes, 6 to 7. 2, Big Spender, 340 to 320. 4, Hangover Mondays, 13 to 15. 5, Emmy, 10 to 11. 6, Rosie Lou, 10 to 12. 7, First Order, $15. 8, Miss Farlou at 19. 9, Dutiful, 270 to 290, favourite. 11, Bolshoi Davushka, $26. 12, Kentucky Angel, $16. And 13, Even As, $41. Dutiful, a favourite at $2.90. There has been money for the second favourite there, Big Spender, $3.50 into $3.20.
Yeah, really good to fillies and mares to finish us off here, Simon. I think she's pretty progressive, Dutiful, so I'm going to go with her. 9, 6, 7, 3 for me, mate. I know she only won a maiden there last time at Gundagai, but she did a bit of work to do it. And she's a solid belt little girl as well. I think she'll keep improving. Got a good gait today, and I think there's really good speed in the race. So I can visualise her getting a nice run throughout, and up in the 1,300 metres is going to suit her as well. So I wouldn't want to be taking too short a price about her, but I think she's got a few things in her favour today. Look, I like Rosie Lou. I thought she was a bit of a chance here at $12. That's good value about her. She's run some really good races on this track in the past. And I think with the speed on, she could certainly certainly come with a nice run here. She could be in the finish for sure. 7, I'm going to give this another chance, First Order. I just think it's had a few things go against it its last couple of runs, but drawn out away from the fence, I think will probably help it, as I mentioned. I think they'll run along a fair bit here. So if this gets back and balances up, it could finish off at a bit of value as well. And obviously Big Spender was really good his last couple. Well, he struck that heavy 2 starts back. I think getting back on top of the ground, 3 starts back on the wood, he beat Cobra Kai at Echuca. So, look, some strong form around him as well back on top of the ground. So, look, a really good race to finish it off here, Simon. 9, 6, 7 and 3 for me, mate.
So 9, 6, 7, 3 in the Queen of the South. And just recapping your best for us, John.
Look, Simon, on a day where I thought it was a tough day for a good thing, I thought race 2, Marco Mann, as I mentioned, I don't think this is the strongest maiden ever. And I like the way he's been going, or in his trials at least, and he saved him back for this one. I think he's the best bet of the day. Race 2, number 3, but made plenty of value around the day. Those are qualifying, those preludes are all terrific fields. So, mate, we're going to see some really good racing today. And if you find a winner or two, you'll get a bit of value about it as well.
There might be a bit of value in the quaddie, John. If you were to take a quaddie this afternoon, what would be your strategy?
Well, mate, I've got it written on the back of the last page here, my quaddie. I'm suggesting 4-1-3-2 the first leg. I've got the whole four tipped in there because you don't want to go out in the first leg. And I really wouldn't be surprised if any of the four won it. Got 2-7-1 in the Murrumbidgee Cup with Overdue, Durham Park and Latoro. But then I've got 5-12-8 in the main race. The punters can go a little bit wider if they want, but I'm pretty happy with those three. And I shortened it down in the last leg to 9-6. So my quaddie's $72 for 100%, but you can jig it round and maybe add a few more and, of course, take a percentage for 20 or 10 or whatever you like. But if you can nail the quaddie, there should be a bit of value about it because they're big fields and open races, Simon.
So the Gold Cup Carnival is just a few weeks away. It'll be on the Thursday and the Friday, the 4th and 5th of May. For tickets to marquees and all of the information, jump on the website, the Murrumbidgee Turf Club website. All of the information's there. It's a great carnival, the Wagga Carnival, John, isn't it, every year?
Oh, look, Simon, I've been going covering it for Sky for about the last 10 years nearly, but I rode there as a jockey for years and years. The carnivals are always, there's some people just go every year and they travel from far and wide. If you haven't been to the Wagga Gold Cup Carnival, gee, you want to do yourself a favour, put it on your bucket list, because look, there's always plenty of the horses come from everywhere, you know, all New South Wales. You get Sydney horses down there, you get the Victorian form. Look, it's a really good mix, and always strong betting on the features, and they'll be terrific fields again as well this year, Simon. So the weather's supposed to be kind to us. So Mark Hardy does a fabulous job with that track, and, mate, we really can't wait for the carnival in 10 to 12 days' time, mate. It should be a cracker as it usually is.
And a horse which has come from that area, or from Canberra anyway, went on to win in Brisbane yesterday, Single Gay. She looked good, didn't she?
Oh, look, you've got to give him a special mention, Nick Olive and his team, for the job they've done with this little mare. I love getting her back after that incident in the Oaks. But, look, she just produces and gets better every season. And, look, they love it up there in that warm weather, them horses. They get up there and thrive. So, look, I think she's going to be competitive in anything he puts her in, Nick. I don't know what the target is for her, but they've already got something in the bank yesterday. And, went around $7 as well, Simon.
Yeah, that surprised me, actually. I thought she would have been much shorter.
Well, look, I've got to say, I didn't do my homework, and I watched the race, but I didn't have a bet in it. I was kicking myself afterwards when she paid $7. I thought there was plenty of value about her. She's just such an honest, consistent little mare, and she always has been. And, look, the hats off to Nick and the team. They've really done a fabulous job with her.
Yeah, she was in the Coolmore there at the 1500, sort of running on late, I suppose, but then third to a sign over 2,000 metres was the sign that, you know, she was probably ready to win, and then back to the mile yesterday, and Cathy just put her in the perfect spot, and I think Tab fixed she was spec late. There were a couple of big bets on her, but no, she's you're considering that she fell in that Oaks last year, and Cathy had that bad fall as well, for those two to reunite and win yesterday. It was an amazing, it was almost the story of the afternoon, I thought.
Look, it wasn't far from it, Simon. And look, the pair of them, they're a great team, aren't they? I mean, Single Gaze and Kath, and look, they're both as tough as teak. So, look, and when I saw her up on top of the speed, that's where I like her in a race. She's about the back a few times, and it'd be hard for her to make up ground. But when she gets up on top of the speed, God, she's a bulldog. She lets down. She gets down low to the ground. They were never going to get near her yesterday when she straightened up and got to the front.
No, congratulations to Nick and his team for the win yesterday. Good stuff, John. I'll take you throughout the afternoon from Sky Thoroughbred Central. We'll get all of your late mail just before each race.
Yep, looking forward to it, Simon. Should be a cracker of a day, mate.
Catch you soon, John.
Thanks, Simon.
There he is, John Scorse. Now, let's have a quick look and see if the jockey challenge markets are up for this afternoon. Not at this stage, so I'll keep an eye on that. It's 28 after 10. We'll take a break. And then Fred Hastings with this morning's edition of Pacing Rewind.
Rosie, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man, shaking it. See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
My 3 weeks' worth of the Man Shake, and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
Hurry, Bing Lee's Easter deals end soon. Come in and grab a bargain today or shop online at bingley.com.au while stocks last.
This Anzac Day Tuesday, Sky Sports Radio, the New South Wales racing industry and racegoers will pay their respects to all Australians who've served their country. Racing has always been an integral part of Australian life, and the Anzac spirit comes to life at many New South Wales racetracks through mateship and ceremony. Following the dawn services, Racing HQ brings you all the winning information for racing at Randwick with form analysts Ray Thomas and Lizzie Gels. Anzac Day Racing, this Tuesday on Sky Sports Radio.
April is 5% extra discount month at astivita.com.au. That's a further 5% off the already discounted prices of up to 70% off on wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, vanities, toilet suites, basins, baths and fridges. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations and free delivery to most areas. astivita.com.au. That's astivita.com.au. Use the word radio for your extra 5% discount at astivita.com.au.
The Menangle Tip, 10:30 Saturday morning.
Fred Hastings joins me now at 10:30. Fred, good morning.